Finally, to a budding business that's been helped along by the extreme heat we've been having here in Washington. It's one of those ventures that might make you wonder, now why didn't I think of that? NPR's Andrea Hsu has the story behind Pleasant Pops.
Thank you very much.
Look around the Mount Pleasant Farmers Market. It seems every other person's got a frozen treat in hand. But don't be mistaken, these are not popsicles. That's a trademark term owned by Unilever. So, say the guys with the bike cart cooler, these are ice pops. Not the ones you grew up with, but more modern flavors. Peaches and ginger, strawberry rhubarb, watermelon black pepper. All made with ingredients from the market itself.
You guys have watermelons today?
Yeah, lots of watermelons, cantaloupes.
Roger Horowitz, half of the Pleasant Pops duo, checks in with his vendors. The bad news from Jared Seitz of Richfield Farms, no cucumbers this week.
They're not producing well, so we got to wait for the next planting.
Okay, cool. I mean, cucumber chili has probably been our biggest seller so far.
Yeah, y'all sell out really quick.
That's right, cucumber chili. A nod to Mexican ice pops, or paletas, which inspired this whole thing. Cucumber chili is one of 60 flavors Roger Horowitz and his friend Brian Sikora have tried making since early last year, after Brian spotted an empty storefront and asked Roger, want to open a business?
He said, sure. Well, what do you want to open? And I said, well, what do you think about popsicles?
The storefront isn't a reality yet, so this summer they've been renting kitchen space from a cafe. There, they juice the fruit, blend in sugar and sometimes milk or cream, and pour it all into molds. On a recent evening, there were blackberry and cream pops in the making, as well as blackberry, basil, and cream.
Brian, whose idea was it to add basil to the blackberries and cream?
I'll give you credit for that one.
Okay, thanks. It was my idea.
Buying local ingredients is expensive, and even at $2.50 a pop, they're not making a living off this.
No, but... Not yet, but we hope to in the near future.
The first goal, they say, is to become ramen profitable.
To be able to just feed ourselves off, top ramen or beans and rice or something cheap.
And in the meantime, they do have day jobs. Horowitz is a preschool teacher, and Sikora's with the National Democratic Institute. He's got a project in Afghanistan. There are other gourmet ice pop shops around the country, in Austin, Nashville, New York. So far, D.C. seems to like the idea.
Very refreshing on a hot D.C. day.
They're wonderful. It's a Saturday morning tradition.
It's really gingery and peachy, and it tastes like it's made from fresh stuff, which is awesome.
And if the opinions of market goers Paul Marquardt, Teresa Peters, and Kirk Anderson aren't enough, Roger Horowitz also got thumbs up from a couple of his preschool students and their moms.
Hey!
And 15 minutes before the farmer's market closed, Pleasant Pops completely sold out. Now the trick is making that happen come fall. Andrea Hsu, NPR News.
And you can find out how to make your own strawberry rhubarb pops at home and share your favorite recipe at npr.org. Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Corey Turner, and produced by Graham Smith. The technical director is Stu Rushfield. The engineering supervisor is Robert Jackson. Our planning editor is Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Julia Buckley, Franklin Cater, Andrea Hsu, Gabe O'Connor, Carol Klinger, Lauren Silverman, Viet Le, and Rhonda Ray. Neil Carruth is filling in for Christopher Turpin as executive producer.
The managing editor for NPR News is David Sweeney. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.